The Department of Homeland Security today announced almost $3 billion in grants to help states and towns prepare for a possible terrorist attack. The money comes amid new warnings that the U.S. faces a continued risk of attack by al-Qaeda. NPR's Pam Fessler has more.
These grants are always controversial because no matter how much money there is, no one ever seems to think it's enough. Last year, the administration got into a lot of hot water for including questionable terrorist targets in deciding where the funds should go, leaving officials from New York and other high-risk areas fuming. This year, Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff says the agency considered just a few things, such as population, potential threat, and critical infrastructure.
And here I want to emphasize, this is not petting zoos, popcorn factories, or ice cream parlors. What this is about 2,000 of the most important infrastructure in this entire country.
Major power plants, switching stations, dams, and bridges, for example.
The kinds of things that if they go out are going to have regional, if not national, impact.
The result is that six urban areas, New York, L.A., San Francisco, Chicago, northern New Jersey, and Houston, will share $411 million in grants. Another 36 urban areas will split $336 million. In addition, states will get $500 million for things such as training and emergency equipment. Chertoff says the goal is to have most of the money go to those areas that face the greatest risk.
But also not neglect to recognize that risk is actually distributed somewhat more widely than in four or five cities or four or five states.
And that's where the department always seems to run into trouble. Despite increases in this year's grants, officials from New York and Washington, D.C. say they're still not getting enough. They point to much higher awards 2 years ago and the fact that they're undisputed terrorist targets. Los Angeles Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa today also said he's very concerned about a 10% cut in his city's grant.
At a time when al-Qaeda has been documented to be on the rise, resurgent. Los Angeles, as one of the three most significant targets of opportunity, needs to have the resources to fight that threat and protect its citizens.
City officials say they'll have to scale back counterterrorism efforts unless they find other funds. But there were also some winners today.
There's never enough money. I understand that.
Doug Atkinson handles Homeland Security grants for Harris County, Texas, where Houston is located. The region is getting $9 million more than it got last year.
Certainly there are great needs in the Northeast, New York, Washington, but we have them here too. We have the ship channel here with a lot of industry, a lot of vulnerability.
He says an attack on nearby oil refineries would have serious repercussions for the entire country. Atkinson says the Houston region will use the money for more video surveillance cameras, a regional intelligence center, and better communications equipment. Homeland Security Secretary Chertoff noted that high-risk areas will also get to share in another $1 billion program announced today for states to improve the ability of first responders to communicate in a crisis. As for those unhappy with today's results, Chertoff says if someone has a better way to distribute the money, he'd be happy to hear about it. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.